Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Medical advice. Have you come across medical TikTok, Instagram video shared on social media that maybe you are wondering whether or not that information you're receiving from a so-called doctor is actually accurate? Pharmacist Laura Dowling is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Laura, how common is this, first of all?
How common is medical advice online? It's very common.
Yeah, no, well, medical advice being shared online that's questionable. Videos that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we see it all the time. Yeah, there's lots of misinformation out there. Or people may be jumping on something that's a little bit true and then the rest of it isn't. So it can be very difficult for the public to decide what's truthful and what isn't.
So how do they decide? What is your advice as a pharmacist?
I think that they need to get it from the source. If they're looking online, it needs to be from the HSC, the NHS, the CDC websites and the WHO. You can certainly follow people online that are in the medical space, say doctors, pharmacists, nurses that are trying to give out the information. But then again, it's really about finding it at source and talking to your own doctor if you are concerned about anything that's going on with your health, or talk to your pharmacist or a nurse practitioner as well. I think sometimes we see things online, they're displayed as quite scary, or else they're minimized and you're told, oh, you can just do this, that and the other thing to get rid of these symptoms. But when in actual fact, it does require an investigation. So the best thing people can do if they're concerned about their health is to talk to a healthcare professional in real life, or go online to those trusted sources.
Like, things online always aren't as they seem. Tell us about this viral medical test that seems to be kind of been widely shared on social media at the moment, Laura.
So there was an Instagram page that put up that certain cancers, up to 8 cancers, including testicular, ovarian, colon, kidney cancer, can be detected by a simple test at home that costs a fiver. And it turns out that this test is a pregnancy test which detects HCG hormone. So HCG hormone is produced when someone is pregnant, and that's what gives you the positive pregnancy test. And this post was suggesting that if you are a man and you take this pregnancy test and it tests positive for the HCG hormone, that is detected testicular cancer, because testicular cancer can raise levels of HCG, as can other cancers. However, it was displaying this information as if it was a screening tool for men and women that may have cancers. And the problem there is that someone might take this on board, do a pregnancy test, get a negative reading, and therefore decide that they're actually okay and don't require further investigation, when in actual fact, it's further from the truth. If you're experiencing any kind of symptoms like lumps, bumps, changes in skin, you would need to go to your doctor to get that checked. These kind of tests that you do at home that call themselves screening tools wouldn't be considered to be medically sound.
And this particular test you're talking about was affordable. It was about €5 or something, wasn't it, for this?
Yeah, it was just a normal pregnancy test. It was displaying it that, look, you know, there's a test there. So obviously the headline is clickbaity. So it's like, there's a test that you can just do at home and it only costs a fiver. And it can detect up to eight cancers. So then you swipe across to the next slide and it's like, it's just your common pregnancy test, because it tests for HCG hormone. And there are certain cancers that also will produce HCG hormone. And then, you know, you slide all the way down to the end. And then at the very end, it's like, follow us for more recipes and lifestyle and how to make yourself healthier and stuff like that. So it's a way that they get people engaged by putting a really crazy headline. And then when you swipe to the end, it's like, follow us for more health tips and how you can prevent cancer in yourself. And the idea is that they're drawing people in with this clickbaity headline and potentially causing damage in the long run, because people may take it verbatim that. If they do a quick pregnancy test at home, if they're worried maybe about having testicular cancer and they get a negative test, and then they're in the all clear. But in actual fact, the whole message should be that if you're concerned about your health in any way, go and talk to your trusted professional, which would be your pharmacist, your doctor, your nurse.
And that's the thing, Laura, we're all, you know, absolutely swamped with information online every single day of the week. And while there might be some accuracies to some elements of these videos, often that medical advice or that advice can be quite misleading. So what, it comes back to the source that you're actually looking at in the first instance?
This is very true. And I think also we need to be very mindful with AI now. It's part of our lives and people are producing a lot more content as a result of AI, because you can literally just, you know, put something into ChatGPT and it'll spit out information to you. So there's more and more information overload and people can become very swamped with this information and it can be misleading. I have gone into ChatGPT myself and asked it certain questions and it can give you some random information that just isn't true. So it's really important that people do get it at source and really do question what a post that they're reading is. This post was very real. It looked almost like a National Geographic post. It was quite similar in its style. So I can see how people would look at it and go, oh God, this is actually really truthful, the source looks good, and I'm going to just go and do this. So yeah, it boils down to really understanding that you can use social media, absolutely follow whom you want, but be careful who you're taking advice from at the end of the day. Look, I'm on social media myself. I do give out advice. But again, you have to be very clear about the fact that this is just general healthcare advice. And if anyone is concerned, that they do go to their own doctor or pharmacist to get the you know, the proper one-to-one consultation. You cannot beat one-to-one in this day and age.
And particularly with AI, like, I can only imagine for any medical expert, you know, tuned in today, like it obviously is a concern if people are consulting with AI or ChatGPT for medical advice rather than paying the money to go and see the doc.
Yeah, and actually I got a couple of messages from, I do a bit of swimming with some men, you know, they'll be in their 50s and that, and I got a message from one of them saying that they'd seen a very prolific professor who does a lot of media, and someone had his image and a lip sync or a dubbing to suggest that this kit was the answer for prostate cancer, or this kit was going to be able to reduce the size of someone's prostate naturally. And my friend messaged me and asked me, is this true? And I was like, this is AI. This man's face and voice has been used, you know, in the wrong way to actually try and sell a product. And, you know, you click the link and it brought you to a page. So we do need to be very careful, yeah.
And often what happens in that instance is that medical professor isn't even aware that their image has been used to try and promote something.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes it's the case of, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And I would definitely be trying to get the information from the correct sources.
Absolutely. No, look, it's worth just flagging it. And thanks for doing that. I know you were talking about it on social media as well. Laura Dowling, of course, many of you know Laura as the fabulous pharmacist online on social media. As she says, do follow legitimate, authentic sources when you are looking for medical advice. If you want to get in touch with us, email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.